Where? Tell me, did you read any papers?
You mean newspapers? Not much, no, we didn't have any. Well, Atlantic, it was an Atlantic paper that Atlantic. I don't know still now or not. Yeah. I mean,
Atlantic.
And Kirik's.
And Kirika.
Kirika.
What would you read? Would you find them in Venizelos?
Oh, in yeah, cafe? They had, sure, they had them in the Greek restaurants. It's, I mean, unlike real genuine where the Greeks hang on. You know? It's, what do you call them? You have to be cafe. Yeah. You don't go in a Greek restaurant and hang around there.
Yeah, it was a cafe.
I mean, you have to be cafe new, eh? Because you play cards, you pass time, you eat then, you get out, go then. You eat all the fagita, the food, Greek food, eh? Right?
That's it. You were going also eat Greek food, eh?
I'm sure, definite. Eh, bamia satat, to calf, liver, and calf.
Ελληνικά, πώς είναι?
Yeah.
Bamias.
Bamias and με αρνί, ξέρεις το αρνί, χρειάς. Πώς πάνε με μπάμια. Oh yeah. It goes good. Oh yes. A big way we'll go for the Greek food.
Would you speak Greek or would you speak Macedonian in Venezuela?
We speak mix.
Mix.
Yeah.
Good.
Greek and English.
You know, in 1918,
yeah,
some other old timers have told me that some returnees from the war,
yeah,
they came and they broke up all the Greek shops. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Can you tell me about it?
They did broke a lot in Yonge Street. Yonge Street, lots of restaurants. They come, he says, you... I don't want to say that.
No, say it, whatever it is. Yeah, go ahead.
You dirty Greeks, you're making money and we're fighting for you. This is the word was, you know?
Yeah.
And they all get accumulation and all return soldiers in the break restaurants, you know? They done a lot of damage and the Greeks got mad and they sold to the Chinese. Chinese went and sold it in the restaurant business. Greeks out.
Why did that happen?
One.
Why did that happen?
Well, they pick, I don't know. It's just, of course, there was Greeks, I mean, they went in the army. But not everybody. And he says, you're making money. He says, and we're fighting for you. Well, would you say, some of them, you know, and those things, they got to go. One guy picks it and one, and they all jump. They figure they couldn't judge to say, well, this guy maybe is crazy. Why should you follow him and go and do damages? But they did.
Big damages?
Sure, the rest of them pieces, yes, inside, massive. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
In Greek's restaurant, in Toronto.
Oh, for sure.
After the war. Yeah.
This was after the war?
After the war, when they started coming, their returns.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they started coming back, see? Yeah. They come, ice cream parlor, you know.
Did they bother
one,
you?
One Greek was bothered, return soldiers bothered me, see?
They bothered you too? Tell me about it.
Well, he was bothering me, and I'm telling you, I give it to him. I was a young man, eh? I didn't give a damn what's happened. If they break it on the pieces, I don't break it. I mean, but I says, I work hard for my place, I says, and a lousy guy broken down, and because, he, as a matter of fact, I told him, I says, you're not, you in an army, mister, and I didn't sign you. You were in an army yourself. So why should I suffer? It's not the question that I done anything wrong. I appreciate that you people did win the fight, but I says, if I was an age, I says, I go too. But I was only small, eh? I mean, when this war over, I was an age then. But war declared in 1914, so I was 14 and a half. So when I'm going to go in army? When the war is over? But they don't, they figure, you know, oh no, you're right age for that time, but they didn't know my age. And this guy says, what? I says, you just get out. I says, if you don't, you're going to get it. I don't give a damn. I says, if you break everything on a piece, I says, but I fix you. So he come, you know, he took his coat and he took another guy and then I talked to him, just like I'm talking to you. I says, you make a move, mister, you're going to be dead men. So, oh, come on, just get in. I took the coat and I throw over his face. And I grab him by the neck and I choke him to death. I throw him out and use it. In the other guy, scared. Beat him.